Okay, so let's go ahead and call the special city council meeting of August 2nd, 2018 together to order, and we begin with the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag and the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mayor Pruitt, Mayor Pro Tem Holtzclaw,
here.
Councilmember Bond,
here.
Councilmember Todd,
here.
Councilmember Cavallari,
here.
Councilmember Mead,
here.
Councilmember Steckler,
here.
So we begin with audience communication. We have a lot of people signed up in a busy night, so I'm going to have to ask you to hold your comments to. And we will begin with Larry Mayer or Meyer. Name and address, please.
My name is Larry Mayer, and I'm at 15727 28th Drive Southeast, Milk Creek, Washington, the Springs Development. And I'm addressing this to only the council, the mayor, and the council members. Over 1.5 years ago, November 2016 to be exact, in this same council chambers, most of the current city council heard warnings about our city manager's poor behavior in the workplace that directly resulted in our city losing many loyal and experienced employees. You heard from a range of citizens that night, including some very experienced organizational managers. I saw one of them here tonight, who strongly recommended an investigation. They emphasize that as a manager of your only employee, you must trust but verify. You did not listen to the citizens that night. You did not even listen to the workers or even believe them. Instead, five of the council members here tonight signed a letter of support for the city manager, with one former council person having the common sense and courage to not ignore it. To me, we are at a point in time where this council and administration must change. By your inaction and mismanagement of your only employee, city workers' welfare and careers have been wrecked. The city's image has again been smeared. By not having an honest performance review, you have set up our city for a lawsuit that only you have created. You have proven you cannot manage people, even the one person who works for you. I firmly believe some of you have been complicit. I will give credit to the city manager for one thing. She has hired some great people. The chief and all the directors you're looking at over there have done the heavy lifting to keep this city running, not the city manager. They need to be heard and supported. I do not want to see another Scott leave this city. I do not want to see another Michelle leave this city. I do not want to see another Kelly leave this city. If one more employee leaves because of our city manager's behavior, I will be the first to sign the recall petition of the complicit council member. Back in November 2016, you were very swift in writing that letter of support for the city manager. Tonight, when you are in executive session, you may think real hard about writing another letter, a letter of apology. Write it to the many departed city staff, the current city staff, and to the citizens of Mill Creek. We all deserve it. Thank you.
Next up is Mark Reason.
Good evening. My name is Mark Reisen. I live at 2722 144th Court Southeast in Mill Creek. I'm not here tonight to focus on a lot of the negative. I think there's a lot of people lined up behind me that are going to do that, so why beat a dead horse? But I have read, through a public information request, all of what our directors of this city have written. And to say that I'm not appalled by what has gone on would be an understatement. My primary focus here tonight is to recognize the leadership and the courage of the employees that have come forward to document these allegations that do bring us here tonight. Peggy Lauerman, our financial director, Laura Orlando, our HR director, Gina Pfister, our executive assistant, Joni Kirk, our director of communications and marketing, and Greg Elwin, our police chief. All of them should be commended for their ethics, their unwillingness to ignore poor behavior, and commitment to providing this community with the good government that we all deserve. I know to all of you and all the other employees in the city, including those that have left, the last few years have been extremely tough. But it is absolutely important for me tonight, and I think for many others in this audience, to know the level. It is critical that you know the level of support you have in this community. Your actions are the definition of good government, and that's what I want to see in my city. To the council, these leaders have now fully informed you of this situation. They have done the right thing. It is now up to you to fulfill your responsibility to them and to the rest of us. As many of us asked, including me, as at this very podium, recommending an investigation just to find the facts, and you did nothing. Any competent administrator would have done something. In my career, I learned that there's decisions that are made in 10 seconds, 10 minutes, and 10 days. You had a 10-minute decision, and you failed. Very disappointed. So now, when you go back to your executive session, I think it's time for that 10-second decision and just get this over with, and not another dime more. We've paid enough. Thank you.
Good evening, Lynn Sordell, 15229 3rd Drive Southeast, Mill Creek. Good evening. I'm here tonight out of respect for the employees who currently work for the city and for those who were impacted by the toxic culture created by the city manager and who ultimately left employment. Council, you enabled this horrible situation. This is totally on your watch. It is actually incredible you had the audacity to reward the city manager for creating this type of work environment. You ignored our request 19 months ago to bring a third party in. Now, today, we are all witnessing the results of your inability to deal with this situation. You should be ashamed. We are now living with the consequences of your clear lack of leadership and neglect. It is very clear to us here tonight, you put your self-interests and your personal issues ahead of your community and the workforce. You blatantly ignored the very obvious signs of problems, and the fact your community members had to bring this matter into the public arena sheds even more light on your ineptitude and disregard. You cannot hide in Mill Creek. This is a fact. I will repeat, you cannot hide in Mill Creek. It is also very clear that you do not possess the skill set needed to handle this very challenging issue. The obvious lack of leadership from council members Bond, Todd, Pruitt, Holzclaw, and Cavallari, the real veterans of this council, is deeply concerning. Your silence has resonated, and your lack of response is deeply troubling. I believe the council leadership, Ms. Pruitt and Mr. Holzclaw, should resign effective immediately. Your public defense of Ms. Polizzato is well documented, which basically destroys your credibility internally with the staff and externally with the community. So my question to you now is, what's next? By that I mean, what is your collective strategy going to be to rebuild the trust and faith needed for you to govern effectively with the public's interests in the number one position, not your political careers? And what is your strategy to deal with the workforce you ignored and you let down. You realize you have lost total credibility and trust with them, right? Does that matter to you? They want to know because you betrayed them and left them hanging. Your relationship is broken. That is going to be a heavy lift for you to accomplish. To be an effective political leader, your followers must have trust in you, and they do not. This issue does have some positivity. I believe it will be the catalyst for change. This is the opportunity for this community to rally and make significant steps to move the city in a different direction. With elected leaders that are more transparent, accountable, inclusive, and with less focus on their political careers. I believe this will begin with next year's election, and I'm already sensing this community is ready to rally and initiate these changes in leadership. All of us here tonight are concerned about this city's future, and I hope with respect our concerns and opinions will be taken in consideration. Thank you.
Donna Michelson.
Donna Michelson, 14716 26th Avenue Southeast, Mill Creek. Good evening. I'd hoped that my first visit to a council meeting since my retirement last year would be a happy, enjoyable note. Unfortunately, this is not the case this evening, I'm sorry to say. I was recently given a copy of an email that a citizen obtained through a public records request. The content was very upsetting and disturbing. As a quick background, it had to do with the surveillance cameras for the Safe Internet Purchase Exchange, known as SIPE or S-I-P-E. As a council member, I brought forth the idea of a safe internet exchange location where citizens could come to exchange or sell their items and feel comfortable knowing they were being monitored by a video camera. With council concurrence, two Safe Internet Purchase Exchange parking stalls were designated in the City Hall parking lot and were marked accordingly. There's a notation on the sign that these designated parking stalls are being monitored and video recorded by a city surveillance camera as a safety feature. This was done at the end of 2017 and was my last community enhancement as a council member. Apparently, there was a delay in getting the cameras implemented, which was the issue the chief of police, Greg Elwin, tried to address and discuss with city manager Paul Lozado in a meeting on April 3rd, 2018. On April 10th, 2018, Chief Elwin sent an email to himself to memorialize and document his meeting with City Manager Paul Lozado and Joni Kirk with respect to two issues, one being the camera issue for the Safe Internet Purchase Exchange. As Chief Elwin stated in his email in part, quote, the CM was clearly angered by the fact that Rich V.W. Van Winkle had asked about this and was even more angry at the fact that he had received the information from Chris Risen, and even more angry about the fact that he had spoken to Donna M. Michelson about it. The CM called Donna M. a, quote, a effing bitch, end quote. However, the real word she used starts with an F and ends with a G. Chief Elwin continued to say, and I quote, suggested that maybe we should just take the SIP sign down and that would show her, end quote. Joni and the chief reasoned with her and concluded they would pursue the acquisition of the proper equipment. As a side note, the monitoring cameras are up and operational at this time. What I find very telling and disturbing is that obviously our chief of police witnessed such unprofessional behavior he felt compelled to document this meeting with an email to himself. I have one moment. As I come before you tonight, as you deliberate about the future of our city manager, please consider the unprofessional behavior in front of two department directors, along with the disrespect of a former council member who gave almost 19 years to this city as a public servant. Thank you for your time.
Next up's Will Nelson.
Next up is Mary Kay
Buss. 3 minutes, please.
Mary Kay Voss, 15226 12th Drive Southeast. Thank you, Larry. You took the first page for me. You swore an oath to enforce the laws of this city and this state. Employment laws guarantee employees safe and non-retaliatory and non-violent workplaces. You ignored the employees. You closed down your own personnel committee that had been in place for exactly this circumstance. The city manager and the mayor shut down the ability for staff to communicate with the city council and managed to convince the rest of you that that was okay. You didn't ask for employees' input for her annual reviews. Whose idea was that? The manager or the mayor? Had you maintained the same policy that we had been in place for many years and many managers, you would have heard all of this in the first year, and you would have saved jobs of almost 30% of your employees, the ones you used to call friends. Now you have officially protected whistleblowers who finally hired an independent investigator, and surprise, surprise, they told you exactly what you were told 2 years ago. We'd like that investigation made public. I know it's not right now, and I know that it is only in oral form because you wanted to keep it out of the public records. We paid for it. You have a serious fiduciary responsibility. 2 years ago when the budget was presented, I was sitting next to Councilmember Masterson, and he said, this is all smoke and mirrors. They're moving the funds around too much. Guess he was right. Now, you've just received additional bad financial news. The city manager manipulated funds in the budget to make it appear it was balanced by moving $200,000 from an equipment fund to the general fund, which, by the way, is not allowed. That highly acclaimed, oh, my God, it's been in the paper so many times, I can't believe it, balanced budget is not balanced. Worse, if the budget also includes income sources as the funds from the county for the mitigation, then you're even more unbalanced because, as you heard last week, you don't have $641,000 worth of income that you should have had. So now you're $841,000 in the hole. The mayor and the pro tem inappropriately inserted themselves into the audit process, and they met with the auditor for the first meeting, excluding any finance department staff. My question is why? Was it to protect the city manager? The finance department would have had the opportunity to spill things to the auditor. However, the manager and the mayor were the ones who wrote the response to the auditors. That's usually the job of the finance director, and it was total hogwash. Your finance director and state auditor have finally been heard. They have warned that you have discrepancies over the misuse of city monies. And the law doesn't say you can only charge up to a certain amount. The law says you can't charge a dime. The citizens' money, and the repayment is a strictly. Thank you. I will wrap up right now. Thank you.
Okay, Jim Corral.
I like what they're facing. Can I hear more? Can I yield my time to her?
No. If you'd like to stand up and say whatever you've got to say.
No.
Why not?
I don't know. Do we do that, Scott?
It's rules of orders. Yes, you do.
Is that allowable, Scott?
I don't know without looking at Robert's Rules.
Robert's Rules allows a person who has been recognized to speak to yield their time. It happens on the floor of the U.S. Senate. I think it should be good enough for Mill Creek.
Okay, go ahead.
Did you hear something?
We'll start 3 minutes.
Thank you very much. Can you back it up, please? So whether the city manager repaid the monies is irrelevant. What is relevant is that she ignored the state auditor and continued to violate the state law as late as last winter. She got caught, and our city was written up. And then she and her buddies tried to throw the finance director under the bus. Rebecca lied about some $5 million in savings from the fire department contract. Have you asked your finance department if that's even true? Because it's not. There's not any $5 million worth of savings. That's a number she pulled out of the air. The city manager has hired people to lead departments, and then she doesn't let them. And then she blames them for poor outcomes. And if she takes full credit for anything that's good. You've been looking for that policy personnel manual for the last 3 years. It was done prior to her arriving here. She blames the HR director for not doing it, and she has barred the HR director from attending director's meetings, even if there's HR topics on the agenda. And she has said, why doesn't she just retire already? That's Rebecca's words about your HR director. And then she could produce the manual and look like a total hero for take credit for all that work. The police chief has been subjected to her micromanaging his department and refusing to listen to his recommendations for staffing. My law enforcement officers should be paying attention. She thinks she knows everything, but some of her policies could put the city out of compliance for a police department. There was scheduled training for all employees, and the city manager flat out refused to comply with that. I'm going to stop right now because I'm going to need more than a minute and a half to finish, and so I will let my husband speak up next.
Okay, thank you. David Voss?
David Voss, 15226, 12th Drive Southeast, Mill Creek. I yield my 3 minutes to Mary Kay.
Thank you. So here's the deal. Pay very close attention to your deal that we're offering you tonight. First, you come out of that exec session and announce the immediate termination of the city manager and not one dime in severance to her, because you have plenty of cause for termination. But you have another problem. Pam Pruitt is not fit and not qualified to be the ceremonial and procedural head of our city. She has knowingly violated the laws of the state and the city. She has abused her authority. She has yelled at employees trying to coerce them into doing what she wants. She has called and led executive sessions in clear violation of the Open Public Meetings Act. Secondly, we call for tonight an immediate vote of no confidence in the mayor, which needs to be discussed in here, by the way, and then an immediate selection of a new mayor tonight. Face it, you have been led around by the noses for 3 years by both the city manager and your appointed mayor. And they both treat staff disrespectfully and with great disdain. They both want and need to control everything. And they have led you into dangerous waters. You have allowed that. And now you must fix it. If those two conditions are met, then we're done. I don't have to research anymore. I got a whole notebook. We hope that you can return this city to the respected, vibrant, well-run home that we all love. And we'll go away. Oh, we're going to keep watching you, and we're going to keep watching what's going on, because it is, after all, our city. Your second option, if you do not choose our first option, then I will submit and I will file against each and every one of you for violations of the Open Public Meetings Act. Without even looking hard at the documents I have received, I have counted 8 since March. If you can't do the math, that's $7,500 you will each owe in personal fines. So far, because I haven't gone past March yet. It's your choice. You want to stand with the two people who have misled and lied to you and intimidated you, got you to go along with things that don't make good policy sense in this council, and that you followed as your inactions destroyed your credibility and your integrity in this community? You want to stand by them, or you want to get your checkbooks out?
Pam Olson?
Thank you and good evening. Pam Olson, 17420 Woodland Drive, Bothell. I'm addressing the council this evening not as a resident or a non-resident. I'm addressing as an employee that loved their job while working here at the city, now past tense. Recently, I've been reading the quotes in the current of the current city directors, and that are now available newspaper, public records through public records requests, and I must say, I believe every single word, every single quote that I have read. I believe it. Why? Primarily because of my experience with the city manager in the past. In Rebecca's first meeting, at the management team's meeting when she first got here, and I believe it might have been our second meeting, she informed us that it was a privilege for us to work for her. Well, let me tell you, that was far from the truth. I found her rude, condescending, demeaning, and manipulative. Ultimately, I was forced to resign, as were many, many other employees. I even questioned if she had even informed the council of my resignation. And what did I ran into Councilmember Sean Kelly the next day, and he congratulated me on my retirement. So, don't quite know what was said to the council. If you want to, you know, this is really hard for me because I was really hurt. I still am hurt. My family's hurt. You guys have hurt many, many families by allowing her employment here. You've shown and proven that you have total disrespect for the employees, which you are ultimately responsible for. This has been a horrific exodus of good employees that have left. These individuals and their families were directly affected by Rebecca's inappropriate management style. By turning heads and ignoring all the warning signs, and when you had all the family members you actually affected, again, that was well over 100 people. I'm a person always open and always have been open to change. However, the time I resigned, I couldn't even say what my position was. Why? Because of the flip-flop, the massive changes, continuous flip-flop of the personnel promotions, demotions, newly formed positions. I'm going to continue. Thank you.
Yes, Pam. Does somebody want to yield to Pam?
Okay. The union representatives were beside themselves, and frankly, no one could keep up with the
Excuse me, Mayor. I hate to interrupt, and excuse me, Ms. Olson, I hate to interrupt, but the council rules are the council rules. Each speaker gets 3 minutes, and we can't change those in midstream. If someone would like to yield more time to you, you can continue speaking. Otherwise, your 3 minutes are up. I'm sorry.
Okay. Thank you.
Somebody like to yield?
You want that?
You've got 3 minutes.
Of your time to her?
No.
Oh, I mean, when you're done.
Oh. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, you want me yes. To yeah. 3021 149th Place, Southeast Mill Creek. Oh, okay. It is never acceptable for a manager to use fear, intimidation, or harassment with employees, and I hope you will terminate the contract of the current GM and find somebody in our community to provide the appropriate leadership for our city. There is so much talent in this community. I can't believe you have to go to Alaska. After 38 years in Alaska, we're not all bad, but sometimes you have to find people in the community.
Scott, may I continue, Scott?
For the remainder of Ms. McCarron's
time. Thank you.
Time.
Okay. So the union representatives were beside themselves, and frankly, no one could keep up with the changes Rebecca came up with next. It was a living nightmare. You, the council, are responsible for managing one employee. However, with an exodus of many employees, I ask you again, why did you not reach out to us? Now you're faced with a complaint recently filed by Rebecca's own hired staff. Listen to their staff. They deserve to be heard. as did the past employees. Unfortunately, that was not the case and never occurred. Communication is a very large key to success, and you should all know that as leaders. Councilmember Todd, whom I've known for 25 years as a friend, never bothered returning my phone call when I called you after I left the city. Not once, not one attempt. And Councilmember Bond, well, we already concurred that you never tried reaching out to me. The only council member that did reach out to me with concern was Donna Michelson, and I thank you, Donna, again, for your sincere concern. If a culture of reporting to the city manager rumors and comments one has overheard gets an employee better treatment, if a culture where fear of a reprisal of a number one motivator, then you have achieved your objective. Well done. You, the council, are responsible for the new culture right now at the city of Mill Creek. This is not a healthy work environment for any human being under Rebecca Palazzotto's management. Let me, as I close, I quote, practical advice of elected officials provided by AWC. Number one, lead by example. Be honest, consistent, flexible. Don't play games. Number two, know that you can't satisfy everyone, but listen fairly, thoughtfully, and then do the right thing.
Good evening. Kathy Nielsen, 3015-146 Place Southeast. That's the Cottonwood Division. Our city manager, Rebecca Palazzotto, has played this council like a fiddle. She stroked you with her empty PowerPoints and shell games, then began to isolate you from the employees and the very citizens you're supposed to represent. She slowly tore down past practices like not having a personnel committee so she could create her own destiny and her own legacy for herself without interference. You glorified her, or should I say, Mayor Pruitt used her title in the columns and the columns to let everyone know everything was wonderful since Rebecca showed up. Mayor Pruitt beat the drum that the former city manager left the city in shambles. But Rebecca was here to save the day. Thank goodness we have her and her balanced budget, except it's not balanced. The lack of transparency over the past 3 years has been frightening. From directors no longer doing their department presentations to actually not even being needed at a council meeting, boards and commissions failing to meet on a regular basis, to minutes that do not tell the story of who was present at executive sessions, such as staff and attorneys, and I can show you a document. Go to your minutes. Not to mention major items such as the fire contract and potential purchase of a fire station were never discussed in council chambers, and how executive sessions were used to protect her own condescending views about everything, including the police foundation. The cost of these past 3 years have been abhorrent to our workforce. And for every penny you believe she saved, it will end up costing us, the taxpayers, much, much more. She needs to pack her bags and with not 1 cent more of our taxpayer money. Your silence has broken my trust in each of you as my representatives. If our two newest council members are looking to be mentored by the senior members of this council, I suggest you look elsewhere to begin understanding your responsibilities and your obligations, your legal obligations. Thank you.
Next up is Michelle Miller.
Good evening, Michelle Miller, 5012-164 Street, Southwest, Edmonds. I'm here tonight as a former City of Mill Creek employee. In 22 years as an employee here, I experienced a lot of change due to city manager turnover, 6 that were hired by the council, 4 of which that were fired, as well as numerous interim city managers. all of which brought new ideas and leadership styles. I've read the rumors that many employees have left due to their inability to accept change. Not only is that untrue, it's ridiculous, and frankly, it's insulting. We left because the current city manager was abusive and unprofessional, to say the least. In support of the current whistleblowers, I can attest to Rebecca's attempts to bribery. I was taken to lunch on the city's dime to discuss future opportunities that could be offered to me if I was willing to leave the union. Subsequently, I fell out of favor, and not only were those opportunities withdrawn, my position was slated to drop two pay ranges and cut to part-time, unless I was willing to also take on the additional responsibility of code enforcement. I was targeted for reaching out to the Council Personnel Committee through Donna Michelson. She took her role seriously and reached out to the other two members, Mike Todd and Mark Bond. All three agreed to meet with us and then quickly withdrew their offer, and Mike Todd asked Donna to immediately quit communicating with me, all of which you can see in the public records request that Will Nelson submitted regarding mine and Donna's communication. At the next meeting, the committee was disbanded, as you've heard previously. Donna was completely vilified in that public records request. And when it all came out, it wasn't about what she was accused of speaking to me about. It wasn't about union negotiations. It was about all these things being discussed tonight. I think you as a council, as others have said, owe this community and the past and current employees an apology. But most importantly, you owe Donna Michelson an apology. And you need to stop listening to Will Nelson. He is a vile human being who does nothing good for this community. I hope that you will stop your repeated attempts at silencing the whistleblowers. It was wrong then, it's wrong now, and it cannot continue. Thank you.
Next up is Dave Wood.
My name is David Wood. I live at 14904 21st Drive Southeast in Mill Creek. I can't repeat what everyone else has said because I'm so impressed with how articulate my fellow citizens have been. And I think they have been right on. I'm not prepared to say a lot. I just do want to recommend a book. I want to recommend two things. One, I think you have to fire the city manager tonight. I don't think you can wait. I mean, this is a crisis. If you don't recognize it, it is. I'm not sure how long your careers will be as politicians. I know I'm not speaking to the new councilman. I'm talking to the existing ones. One other thing I want to say is that I was surprised to read in the paper that Mike Todd said these processes take a long time to do things, and we can't do this overnight. Well, you sure did it to Ken Armstrong. It happened so fast it shocked him, it shocked the community, and it was all done sub rosa and non-transparently. So don't tell me it takes all months to do these things, because it doesn't. I think you're afraid, I think you're ashamed, and you should be. Now, what I want to recommend to you is a book. It's a book written by a Harvard professor by the name of Robert Sutton. He's not Harvard, excuse me, he's Stanford, one of the best universities in the country in management. Maybe you've heard of it. If you haven't, I think it's must reading for this council. He's a professor of management science and engineering. In it, he says, and on the flyleaf, the book says, employees who are insensitive to their colleagues, corporate bullies, and that would include bureaucrats, politicians, bosses who just don't get it. Let's face it, every office has workers who are flat out rude, selfish, uncivil, mean-spirited, and who really don't seem to care about whom they step on. They're the kind of people who make you exclaim in exasperation What an asshole. The title of his book, and it began as a Harvard Business Review article, which is also one of the best business periodicals in the country, became the title of a book, The No Asshole Rule. And I think you've all violated the rule, except for the new members. And I hope you new members, and I know both of you, take heed, because this is the second time I've spoken about the exodus of employees and how wrongful you have been. And I give whatever time I may have left to somebody else.
Last name we have is Carmen Fisher. Welcome back.
Carmen Fisher, 14623 Main Street, B101. I came with in mind to address two things, but I'm going to add something up top. The mayor's response of, yeah, right, to the audience's insistence on the rules was offensive and inappropriate.
Absolutely. It's not funny either.
Two things from last meeting that have been on my mind since then. The first one was the experience of sitting back there while an informed citizen, who I'd never met before that night, stood up here and accused the city manager and the mayor of election fraud in the election that I lost. That felt bad. What felt worse was sitting there considering my perspective, my experiences through that time, and immediately thinking, that happened. That's true. At least part of that is true. The second thing was at the end of the meeting when Councilperson Mead said in all good faith that we just needed to trust you to do the right thing. And I want to invite you all to disabuse yourselves of the notion that right now we as citizens owe you trust. You owe us accountability. And I do trust this council to have good intentions. And I trust you to make decisions and figure things out that are going to maintain and improve the quality of life in Mill Creek. And I deeply appreciate that service. What I don't trust you to do is to hold yourselves accountable, because that's not what I've seen you choose in the past. And I believe that you can do better going forward. I hope that you will do better going forward. Because my trust can be re-earned, and I hope that everyone else's here can as well. Thank you.
Thank you. The last person that signed up, was there anybody else that wanted to address the council? Going once, twice? Okay, with that, we are going to recess to executive session, the purpose of which is to discuss potential litigation pursuant to RCW 4230-110-1I, and discussion of the performance of a public employee per RCW 4230-110-1I, and this will be for up to
35 minutes? I suggest an hour. I'm sorry, I didn't realize we were that close to the meeting end date. If you want to just...
I make a motion that we set the end time for this special council meeting, which was not specified. Make a motion to end the regular meeting at 8:45.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? With that, we are in executive session for up to one hour. I already said
that we stand and applaud these.
Absolutely. We ready? Okay, so we are back in regular session at 8:42. Do we have a motion?
Move to extend the meeting up to 10 o'clock.
Second. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Passes unanimously. And now do we, what do we?
Resume your executive session now.
Okay. Thank you.
Me and Brian and Vince.
Okay, we are back in session at 9:31, back in regular session. City Attorney?
Thank you, Mayor. As the council knows, the council has a fiduciary responsibility in taking actions for the city. And the council is aware that the situation is of significant public concern. The investigation, however, is ongoing, although it's expected to be concluded shortly. And it's a necessary event for the council to make a decision on this matter. So because the investigation is unfinished, I recommend a motion to extend the city manager's administrative leave until August 24th.
No
That's
way.
Disgusting.
That's awful.
Do we have a motion?
Cowards.
Can we ask questions?
No, I'm sorry. You may not ask questions.
Why not?
Audience communication is over with. This is the council's meeting. I'm sorry.
I understand. You don't have to yell. It's just a question.
We're citizens. We pay for you guys. It's cowardly. Do something.
Hey, folks, can we please just allow the process to follow procedure?
Mayor, I'll make the motion. I realize it's an unpopular decision, and no one likes to make it. No one wants to that responsibility. However, under advice of counsel, I would make that motion.
Oh, I want to first thank everybody.
We can't have a discussion until there's a second on the motion.
Okay, I'll second that.
Motion and a second, Jared.
So thank you, everybody, for coming and speaking to us. This isn't a decision we're obviously taking lightly, and I appreciate you guys taking the time. I also appreciate you being patient with us while we are taking hours out of your night to be here. Definitely the most difficult decision I've made in my career, obviously. But as our city attorney said, we have a fiduciary responsibility to the city to allow this investigation to play out, to finish. This is about making tough calls, so I'm going to vote yes.
You know, we are not cowards. No, we are not. And what's insulting about... If you knew the information that we have that we could not... Like you extorted us up here with your threats earlier? I know you will.
Yeah.
But the former council members of anyone should know that there's information that cannot be discussed publicly. I wish we could discuss more, but we can't. And as many of you talked about, we have a fiduciary obligation to the city to deal with this appropriately.
You've had that all along, though. You're just now
deciding. So I am reluctant.
I'm sorry.
So I'm going to reluctantly support this motion. I want to bring this to a resolution as much as anyone else does. So that's all I have to say.
Anybody else have any comments? Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Passes unanimously. Is there any other business, Scott?
No.
Okay, with that, we will be adjourned. Thank you very much, everybody.